Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, April 14th, 2006. This is a day we call Good Friday. The title of today's message is So Despised by the World. The scripture text is Philippians 3, verse 18. For as I have often told you before, and now say again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Today we especially remember our Lord dying on the cross for the sins of the world. Amazing love, oh what sacrifice, the Son of God given for me. Several years ago I saw a young man wearing a t-shirt that really caught my eye. It boldly declared, "Bad religion," with a cross and a circle and a slash through it. Remembering this scene brings to mind the words from one of my favorite hymns, "I love that old cross." It makes me wonder what this young man's heart must be like to wear such a blasphemous shirt, indicating such a blatant despising of the cross. Paul wrote, "Many live as enemies of the cross." He apparently repeated this frequently to the Philippians, as the text indicates, "as I have often told you before." And now he reminds them again, with tears in his eyes. He had a difficult time in his initial ministry in Philippi, where he, along with Silas, had been severely flogged, imprisoned, and later run out of town. But I believe the tears were based on far more than this experience. Then, as now, so many lived in opposition to God's divinely appointed means of redemption. The cross was and is despised. Many have lived as enemies of the cross of Christ throughout the 2,000 years since the Lord's great sacrifice. This opposition is expressed in various ways, from contrary religious systems to decadent worldliness, from astute secularists to apostate church leaders. In the 90s, there was a, quote, re-imaging conference held among apostates where the cross and the blood of Christ were despised and mocked. Today, many continue to live as enemies of the cross of Christ. The blasphemous, fallacious claims of the Da Vinci Code have misled and seduced scores. The hatred of Christ and His cross continues. But I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. Today, join me in holding firm to the biblical and historic Christian view of Christ and the cross. Let us, like the Apostle Paul, declare, "May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world."
Jesus, your physical death on the cross is an atrocious crime that makes us cringe. It was an act of barbaric cruelty that we would not in any way be attracted to. But it was God's redemption plan for all mankind. And because of that, we can say with the hymnist that it has a wondrous attraction for me. Because you took the weight of my sin upon yourself, you provided a precious cleansing fountain, a healing stream from your saving blood that provides forgiveness for my sins. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And Brooksine's scooting out right now to attend a service at noon. You can leave if you need to, Brooksine. We had internet problems for the last couple of hours at a technical level. I finally called our service provider and very quickly got it fixed and missed an important point in resetting the modem. What a joy today to share with you. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is Daily Encouragement Net. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Today there are a number of resources on the site we welcome you to go to. One is a request we've had that Brookscene play The Old Rugged Cross. Several weeks ago, one of our readers and listeners asked for this, and this morning she did record it, and she is playing. And in fact, it's the background music to this podcast, but we also have it up as a separate standalone if anyone would care to listen to it. It is a joy today that she has also shared a rather lengthy note. We felt it might not be appropriate to put it in the podcast, but an experience she had yesterday. However, if you go to our website, you can read of this experience, and if you happen to listen to the podcast later, you can find this under our April 14th, 2006 archive file. But she tells of an experience she had yesterday of sharing feet washing with several residents in an assisted living center. What a blessing that was, as she seems to have really caught the essence of servanthood. We also have placed this up as a separate audio file, and there's a link to that as well from the site. Well, it is Good Friday. It's good because God intended that His Son die. Christ said in the garden, "If it be thy will, take this cup from me." But it was not God's will. Christ did die according to God's will for our sins. And we can rejoice in that. Not sure when you'll be listening to this. It's about noon on Good Friday now. This podcast will be up through the weekend in the current edition of the website. But thank God, Monday, I know that I will be addressing the wonderful truth of Christ's resurrection. Because He lives, we can face tomorrow. Have a blessed day. Stay faithful.